The black and white images, top right and lower left, are potential townhouse type style buildings. The way the roof line works in the back can be played with to let those look more and more like single family homes. And in fact, the one on the lower left is in some respects indistinguishable from a single family home along certain elevations. Components that we would like to include, we anticipate direct entries into a number of the units through front stoops. We anticipate a fire pit and those types of outdoor activities. And these are the types of residential forms we would anticipate. These are some of the work that I've been working on personally through our business. This is Oak Creek. This is Drexel Town Square. This is an example of retail across the street from each other. These are across the street from each other in Shorewood, Wisconsin. This is a freestanding Cafe Hollander building, which is a two-story building. That's not inconsistent with what we would expect to see on a freestanding restaurant pad located to the north of Rawson. And that is a portion of Mequon Town Center. I'd invite you to go up there and look at what we do. But again, we concentrate on creating curated local retail as the baseline for how we work with our retail, and then very, very high-quality housing above. I think that'll work me through my presentation as I intended to present it. If you'd like me to take questions, that's fine, or we can step back and dive into the public and go that way.
Now, what we'll do is I'll keep you guys up here, but what we're going to do is we're going to move to the public hearing. And what we're going to do is we're going to have I'm going to open up the public hearing, but before we get questions from the audience, I need staff, and Nick will read the public hearing, and then Joel will go through some facts, and then we'll open it up to the public hearing from that point. So we're going to open up the public hearing for the Ballpark Commons.
Notice is hereby given that the Plan Commission of the City of Franklin will conduct a public hearing on Thursday, March 17, 2016 at 7 p.m. or soon thereafter as the matter may be heard in the Common Council Chambers of the Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Loomis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132, to hear public comment regarding applications by Mike Zimmerman and Greg Marceau, Zimmar Properties, LLC, and John Dargle, Jr., Director, Milwaukee County Department of Parks, for approval of an ordinance to amend Section 15-3.0442 of the Unified Development Ordinance, Plan Development District Number 37, the Rock Sports Complex, to revise the district and to expand the district to encompass certain adjacent area lands to create the Ballpark Commons sports-anchored mixed-use development, which proposed development also includes commercial, retail, and residential uses for the properties located at 7900 West Crystal Ridge Drive and along West Rawson Avenue and West Loomis Road, and West Old Loomis Road, including but not limited to 8220, 8240, 8316, and 8490 West Old Loomis Road.
We've heard the public hearing announcement. It's been properly announced. Mr. Deedle, you'll follow with your comments.
I wanted to explain a little bit how this could potentially move forward. So tonight this is a public hearing for the rezoning. It's an amendment of the existing plan development district for the Rock Sports Complex. What they're doing is they're proposing to expand that zoning district for the Rock to include some of the lands along Loomis Road and to extend it to the south for those lands that they acquired and those three parcels that are right at the corner of Rawson and Loomis, south of Rawson and west of Loomis. So they're expanding that zoning district to cover these lands, and then they're amending or changing that zoning district to reflect what they're proposing here in the Ballpark Commons. So as a rezoning, as a plan development district amendment, we have this public hearing. These comments from the public hearing are forwarded to the plan to the Common Council. Any recommendation from the Plan Commission is also forwarded to the Common Council, as well as recommendation from staff, as well as the proposal from the applicants. All that information goes to the Common Council, and then they make the final decision. The Plan Commission can take action tonight if they wish to make a recommendation, or they could table. Our ordinances require them to give a recommendation within 30 days. The also on this agenda, related but not part of this public hearing, is the change to the comprehensive master plan. So there's a plan for the whole city that's a guide for all these zoning decisions. And that plan shows these areas The Rock Sports Complex itself, the existing part, as mixed use. The proposal is to make all these other additional lands mixed use as well. So right now that corner south of Rawson, west of Loomis, is shown future residential. So they would be changing that from residential to mixed use. So that also has a recommendation from the Plan Commission. They could also make a recommendation on that tonight as well. That gets forwarded to the Common Council as well. Then on April 4th, there's a public hearing for that comprehensive master plan change. So then again, April 4th, for sure on the council agenda, because the public hearing notice has been set. April 4th will be that public hearing for the comprehensive master plan amendment. That includes the recommendation from the Plan Commission, recommendation from staff, materials from the applicant, and then at that meeting, the public can speak again, but primarily on that future land use change for the comprehensive master plan. So that's the process. Recommendations tonight, Common Council makes the final decision. And then other things, I do want to point out that there is, as they mentioned in their presentation, there is something different here. They're asking for a general approval. In the 10 years I've been here, I'm not aware of one being done before. So they're, simply speaking, they're asking for a preliminary approval of preliminary plans. Then they would have to come back and get approval again for any detailed plans before they can build. Getting in technical details after the public hearing, but I'll touch on one. So, for instance, they'd be asking for most of the items within this area for detailed approval to come from the Plan Commission, and only a few things would go to the Common Council. One of the things staff is recommending is that we'd follow the normal process that most things go to the Common Council and only a few things would stay with the Plan Commission. But those are the things that the Plan Commission could be talking about tonight. And whatever happens, it's a recommendation only and it goes to the Common Council and they make the final call. So,
thank you, Joe. Now, based on the number of people that are here, I'm going to ask that all of you be considerate for the other fellow residences that are here, as well as keep your pontificating into consideration. Try to keep it between 3 and 5 minutes. Thank you. Now, in this case, we do not need a swearing-in process, but we will need you to announce your name and your address.
My name is Robert Noel. I live at 8610 West Hawthorne Lane. That's in the Whitnall View subdivision. Our lot is immediately adjacent to the landfill on which this rock sports complex is sited. I wish to make a special appearance tonight for the purpose of specifically objecting to the notice that was given for this public hearing. The notice that was dated February 25th doesn't contain any reference to amendments in the comprehensive master plan, and that whole second paragraph that's been added to the agenda, it's my feeling is that that's not properly before this committee at this time, and I'd ask that this whole matter be adjourned so that proper notice can be given. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Noel.
Hi, my name is Dr. Mark Rudlevich, and I live at 7269 South Stonehenge Drive, and I adamantly oppose the rezoning of this property. I would like to open up with a quote from Alderman Steve Taylor. "For 6 years, I served this district. When the master plan was discussed, we had dozens of public meetings and hearings, and I didn't miss the single-family designation. The former mayor didn't miss it. This was not a mistake. We left that area single-family for a reason. For many of them, their homes are the biggest asset they will ever have, and to pull the rug out from under them and allow apartments to be built is wrong." Alderman Steve Taylor said this a little over a year ago in the Franklin Now on December 2nd, 2014, concerning the Hickory Grove apartment proposal. Unfortunately, things change when you get elected to office. The people you serve come into the way of the people who donate to your campaign.
Steve Taylor is Mike Zimmerman's biggest supporter, and after spending some time in City Hall, I can see why. Mike and his family with The Rock have donated thousands of dollars to his campaign to help push his Bush League baseball project. This is all clearly documented in the public record and Taylor's campaign contributions. Now Alderman Taylor even holds his campaign fundraisers for county supervisor at The Rock. I'm appalled that Alderman Taylor is able to vote on this proposal. There is a conflict of interest in his role as the Alderman of Franklin and Milwaukee County supervisor. This does not even include Mike Zimmerman and The Rock's donations over the years influencing his decisions. This is completely unethical. If I were to do this in my practice of medicine, I would lose my license or at the very least be reprimanded by my board of counselors. In addition, proceeding to rezone a piece of property for development that keeps changing is reckless and absurd. We already know that the Four Seasons complex, the all-game-changing pretty building, cannot be even be built due to its weight. The fact that we just received the plans 48 hours ago is ingenuous on behalf of the developer. We are not surprised. He has a pattern of doing this, whether it is deleting the not-so-favorable Facebook posts that concern The Rock or threatening people to build softball fields if he doesn't get his way with a new stadium. He has been pitching this project for how many years, and he still does not know what he can build on this piece of property. Yet we are to proceed forward with rezoning. This doesn't make any sense. It signals that we should hurry up with this project before anyone finds out what's actually in it. The ballpark commons and the rezoning of the horse farm are not mutually exclusive projects. They are intrinsically tied due to this discussion of creating a TIF district. Any decision separating the two and without a plan would be me, like me consenting a patient to surgery without ever disclosing what procedure I would be doing. It is irresponsible and wrong. No decision or recommendation should even be made concerning rezoning before the DNR decides what can and cannot be built, especially when the health of its surrounding neighbors is in jeopardy. Finally, rezoning this piece of property is a direct slap in the face of those who built or bought their home in the area. Promises from the city and the master plan were made stating that the area around them is zoned for single-family residential. I would never have bought my home had I known that an apartment structure would be allowed to be placed in my backyard. People don't trust government because city officials break their promises to loyal tax-paying citizens and start accepting donations from private business. It doesn't make much. A year ago, Steve Taylor posted on his Facebook, and it's still actually on his Facebook page, on December 11, 2014, Steve F. Taylor for Franklin, December 12, 2014, the residents are very upset and rightfully so. They feel strongly that they have been disrespected by the mayor, and I'm in total agreement. Franklin does not need any additional apartments, and doing so will adversely affect these residents. I urge everyone to please view this Facebook post because, before Mike Zimmerman tells Taylor to take down the post. I also urge that the Planning Commission and the Council to listen to Steve Taylor's when he says that this process is wrong.
Okay, please hold your applause. Okay, next, sir.
Hi, I'm Russ Pleva. I'm Russ Pleva. I live at 7259 South Cambridge Drive in Stonehenge subdivision, which abuts the, as it's shown here, is the ballpark common south. One of the things is I recommend that you take the city's staff recommendations and suggestions and do not do a general approval. Wait till they address the issues. There is a 19-page report here. It is not without suggestions. There are dozens in here. I don't know what the exact number. I didn't count them up. But there are several here that, with exceptions regarding parking, setbacks, outside the normal. And this looks like they're trying to squeeze a high density into a very small area. The city of Franklin, the density proposed, and the south, it's not just apartments, it's a hotel and other development, would be the highest density in the city in a very, very small area of 23, I believe, square miles. My concerns are that a general approval without knowing what's going in there is the cart before the horse. We should know what's going in here. The hotels have and restaurants from one to two have changed. They could change again under this. If the ballpark doesn't go in, does that mean that the apartment and everything else is off the table? The reason this is being forced in there and is good for the city is to make the ballpark a go. If the ballpark doesn't happen, you should have a financing contingency in there to make sure it happens. Otherwise, the development of the south doesn't make sense. It never did. The other thing I would look at is we're all the proposal here talks about traffic issues, mainly from the development east. Nothing is talked about west. I live in that area. If you have 4,000 at a sold-out game with 1,000 people living in that subdivision, or 600 if there's two in each unit, coming there at rush hour, going for a 7 o'clock game, what is a two-lane highway? How safe is that? Is anybody who lives in the area knows turning left onto Wolfel, going west on Rawson, is a very dangerous proposition today. At 5,000 people going to a game, I don't know the cars. You guys can figure it out. But look into that. The other one, too, is if there is a TIF involved, the statistics show that there's 21 kids per 100 units according to any market analysis you do, and it's proven out by the fact there's going to be 22-plus bedroom apartments per 100 in this development, meaning there will be school children going to our fine school district. If it is in a TID district, the pilot should include coverage of the cost of those children. So please consider that. That is not exclusive. There has to be some way to pay for this. Otherwise, this is a net loss. And my estimate as a CPA was it's $50 a year minimum on my taxes until this sunsets. So again, 20-year sunset, $1,000 to have the rock with higher density next to my house that I built with the understanding this was an R-zone residential neighborhood. I don't think that's fair. So please take the city's staff recommendation, which my compliments, very, very strong, well-written report talking about the concerns. Please address those and do not do a general approval today. Thank you.
I'm not going to hold this thing. I'll just talk, speak up, I guess. My name is Justin Zelansky. I live at 7315 South Stonehenge Drive. I've been a practicing commercial finance attorney for the last 10 years. Just tell you that as background. You know, I previously had comments prepared regarding how I was going to regarding how I relied on the city's master plan and current zoning when I selected the location of my house, or about how upset I was that the rug was being pulled out from under me. I had comments about how I talked with 40 of my neighbors in the past few days about how they feel the same way. Looks like they're here on their own. I had comments prepared regarding my concern that the city would be exhausting its TIF capacity on the ability of an independent baseball league stadium to attract economic development, despite the fact that all published studies I have been able to find clearly state that there are no economic benefit to communities that have independent league baseball, and how independent baseball teams typically don't last more than 4 years in any location before folding or moving. I had comments prepared that I didn't want the ballpark comments to become the next ice port. You know, the last failed super regional sports destination that would have had mixed use hotels and restaurants in Cudahy. 10 years later, there's a black hole still in the middle of Cudahy. Rather, I want to talk about this. A panicked email sent earlier today by Alderman Steve Taylor. Alderman DeAndrea, can I enter this into the public record?
Yes, you may.
You want me to?
To staff.
A panicked email sent earlier today by Alderman Steve Taylor begging this planning commission to forego your civic duty to properly vet all development proposals simply because Mike Zimmerman's team has made a huge financial investment and has its own self-imposed timelines, one of which is apparently the fear that the democratic process, a.k.a. the upcoming election, might actually have an impact on this development. Alderman Taylor goes on to state that he's worried that by not rubber-stamping this approval, the city may be breaching its memorandum of understanding with the developer. I am shocked and appalled at the behavior of Alderman Taylor, especially when just over a year ago, Alderman Taylor vehemently opposed a request to change a portion of the master plan from single-family to multifamily to accommodate the developer for the failed Hickory Grove apartment complex. Taylor said, and I quote, "Our homes are our biggest asset we'll ever have, and to pull the rug out from under us and allow apartments to be built is wrong." I am also confused as to how Alderman Taylor could reverse his position so quickly, especially after he ran a recall campaign against former Alderwoman Janet Evans on this very issue. And now I learn that Alderman Taylor's biggest campaign contributor is none other than Mike Zimmerman and other Rock associates. I've been practicing law for the past 10 years, and my litigation detector is going crazy. I fear that by rubber stamping this approval or providing any recommendation before it has been properly vetted, needlessly opens the city up to potential liability. I stood in this very spot and warned the Common Council that an aggressive developer might seek to use the Memorandum of Understanding as a sword to attack the city if the city did not bend to the will of the developer. Steve Taylor sat right there where Mr. Kevin Haley is sitting right now. I thought he was spacing out while I was saying this, but it turns out he was taking diligent notes because he's now using the Memorandum of Understanding to bully this planning commission to approve a development before it is ready to do so. Whose interest is he really representing? The citizens of Franklin, his constituents, or a rich developer slash campaign contributor? I urge you not to bend to Steve Taylor's tactics. Do your due diligence. Follow your procedures. Make the developer run the necessary studies. Get the necessary approvals. Heck, let the city's special financial advisors do its job and advise on the viability of the project and then proceed. I'm sorry, I'm not yelling at you guys. I'm passionate about this. I understand that, you know, you're going to look at this and do your best, and that's all I'm asking. I would like to address one thing that the developers spoke to earlier, and the planning manager pointed out. I think it's really important. On page 7 of the Plan Commission's report, I was extremely disheartened to learn that the developer requested that any major alterations to their half-finished development plan be subject solely to approval by the Plan Commission. I am thankful that this Plan Commission and the planning manager rejected this request, but I find the fact that the developer even made such a request to be extremely troubling and counter to what he just said about the public, that the public actually matters and they care what the neighbors think. If that's the case, why does he want just the Planning Commission, no offense, most of you are unelected, making final decisions on major alterations to a half-baked plan? Right. And one final comment. I believe the developer pointed out looking at Mequon Town Center as some sort of ideal location. I'm under the impression that Mequon Town Center went bankrupt a couple of years ago and filed Chapter 11. If that's the case, I question the developments going forward. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Jim Krohn, K-R-O-H-N, currently building a house at 7145 South Carrington Drive, which is right next to the old horse farm. So thank you for listening to our comments. My wife and two daughters, like I said, we're currently building a home right next to the horse farm property, and obviously we're very opposed to this proposal of rezoning. We spent a lot of time trying to figure out where to build a house. I mean, we looked at a lot of communities, New Berlin, Muskego, Brookfield, just to name a few. But Franklin was the place we wanted to build. Schools, location, feeling, nice, peaceful community. That's what attracted us to Franklin. We were very fortunate to find an open lot in the Stonehenge subdivision. We did our diligence, looked at the master plan, zoned residential, felt comfortable. And now as we're about to move into our house in about a month, we're just shocked to find out that this property is going to be rezoned. The picture of the berm, no berm is going to block my daughter's second story view out looking over to some third story condominium. So I don't care how big that berm is. Our second concern is just the pace, as the last people have just been talking. It's like these guys are telling us how complex this project is. So why the rezoning? Why does that have to be the first step? Why not let some of these other steps play out? The DNR approval, the understanding of all the roads that have to be changed, the financing, and the noise study. Why wouldn't we do those things first? I just don't understand that. So I'll be brief. I just thank you for your attention. Ideally, I would propose not to move forward with this. If we do need to move forward, why now? Why do we have to go so fast? So why rezone now?
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Auni Ali, ALI, 7178 South Carrington Drive. When I built my house, I got a promise from the developer and the city that's going to be a residential area. And I built my house because it's going to be a residential area. All this, you know, that apartment is going to be in my backyard. I'm the closest one to that apartment. And I'm opposed to that apartment. And I wish from the city, the council, to treat this matter like the previous owner of the farm. They rejected her a lot of time when she tried to change it from commercial to a resident. And the other two things we have, since the rock came, we start having we already have more than two breaking in houses in our neighborhood. Too many accidents at 76 on Rossin. And I hope that, and the other thing is, I heard, is a lot of city official working as a real estate agent for Mr. Zimmerman trying to buy land for him to the neighbor land. And that's in emails from a city official. Thank you.
Thank you. You know, one second here. Let's try to keep hearsay that is unfound out of the comments because they may not be accurate unless you have explicit facts. Let's try to keep hearsay out, please. Okay, sir.
Jim O'Malley, 8536 River Terrace Drive. I think everyone here has had a really well-spoken, well-thought-out, great points about what they feel is needing to be looked at. I do think, though, that there has been another side that hasn't been discussed. Our city is in a situation, though, that we cannot attract quality development in the city, and it doesn't matter where it is in the city. The city right now has a problem that we are not getting commercial developments or any developing to look at Franklin. And it's a serious matter. It is a problem because as we don't look like we're progressing, people are not going to be seeing our city as a place to live in. They're going to see us as a less than the Oak Creek or less than the other cities. The fact is...
Oh, please order. Everybody gets an opportunity to speak, and he is speaking his mind.
I am not trying to dismiss anybody's concerns. I really am not. I was very interested in hearing what they had to say, how they, with the buffering, with the stadium and such that they used with the berming and such as that, they're not looking at trying to shove something down people's throats. And certainly... No, you guys understand, though, that to do anything of this kind, the developer is putting a lot of effort into this. This is not someone putting just a small amount of time involved, and these are not small amounts of things that they've been working on. There's a lot of effort going on, and they are definitely not trying to put it down anybody's throat. They are concerned for you as much as they are looking for a reason to make you see what they want you to understand is going to be a quality of life. And it's not a thing that is going to take away from you, but can bring the things that people have been for decades asking for, which is people have been looking for places here in our own city to shop, places here to eat at, places to... it's funny.
Hey, Mr. O'Malley. Mr. O'Malley.
Yes.
Address the bench.
All right.
Don't address the public.
But I have no financial. I haven't been doing anything with Steve Taylor's campaign in 5 years. I have. Go for it.
Look, no, Mr. O'Malley.
I'm sorry.
Us.
Anyway,
not them.
The situation is. We do have an ownership in the area. It's the Orchard View Shopping Center. I can be very specific about it. I'm not shy of sharing it. There isn't anyone that wants to look at Franklin, because the fact is we are a dead city right now. All right? That is all I want you guys to realize. This is not a thriving city. If this is what we're looking for, is a dead city, I say go ahead, forget about this. But I don't see anybody else.
Come on. We gave the courtesy to the others, but thank you, Mr. O'Malley.
Jim O'Malley.
And what year was that in?
And that was 2011.
Okay, I said 5 years, right? Boy.
Good evening, members of the...
Okay, doctor, can I have your name, please?
Planning Commission. My name is Dr. James Rudlevich. I reside at 9901 West Rawson Avenue for the past 35 years. I want to express my concerns to the Planning Commission concerning this project. A point of fact, if it was up to Mr. O'Malley, that would have been a Target store, if it was up to him. And that would have been a commercial development. Now, first, the first issue I want to deal with is the way the apartment project was presented to the Planning Commission. The complex continues to be redrafted and changed without any reassurance that once the parcel of land is rezoned, it will not be changed again. According to Mr. Marceau yesterday, the buildings will be constructed one building at a time until the units are rented. This may take years before the project will be completed. As a consequence, the neighbors will have to deal with the continual construction problems such as noise and dust over years, not months. The total units planned can vary from 280 to almost approaching 400 units. It changes with the weather. Mr. Zimmerman wants two bites from the same apple. First, he wants to change the zoning, then present the final draft of the complete development. Essentially, he wins regardless of what is decided. If he wins the rezoning, thereby he increases the value of his land. If the land is rezoned, he will further increase his profit even if the apartment complex is not built. This profit comes at the expense of the adjoining neighbors. They have invested their life savings into their homes at value from $500,000 to $1 million or more. This means that their homes will suffer depreciation, no matter how grand this complex is going to be. Who the hell wants to look at a three-story apartment complex from your backyard? I don't care how high the berm is. Further, apartments attract transient people, which means they have no investment into the neighborhood or community. By their nature, they create unstable neighborhoods. The homeowners that reside in Stonehenge depend upon the city's master plan of zoning restrictions. Now they find out that it will be changed on a whim by the government in response to the developers' projects and profits. These homeowners are business people and professionals. They are positively vested in the life of the city of Franklin. They influence the schools, economic developments, and consumerism. Yesterday, I attended a listening session. The apartment complex was stated as intrinsically connected to the Rock Sports Complex. It was emphasized that one could not exist without the other. Since the Rock Complex has not been finalized and may not be completed due to various reasons, including the DNR approval, land management, or existing conditions such that buildings can't be built there. The proposed indoor sports building was initially said by Mr. Marceau and his other buddy that they were responding to the needs of the Little League baseball team that they didn't need four diamonds there. The truth is they can't build it there, and so they had to downsize the building. This is quotes from yesterday because I was there. The other aspect I wasn't going to bring out, but I will now, is the light and noise pollution. I live about 18 blocks away. When they have a rock concert, I can hear that. Now, what the heck is it like for the people that live next door? And I asked Mr. Marceau about what are they going to do to protect the people on the east side. He said that's not in the plan. Our plan is on the west side. That's not our problem. The problem, then, is for the people that run the sports complex. Well, they have a deaf ear. Maybe they had too much of the noise from the complex that caused their deficit of hearing. Finally, please consider your neighbors who have placed their trust in your local government. All in all, this complex may never be built. Despite that possibility, I implore you not to change the zoning. For if it should pass, it will have long-lasting consequences which may not be able to be undone. I challenge you as a commission to act with integrity, responsibility, and intelligence. Overall, this is a bad deal for the citizens of Franklin. Thank you for your patience.
Good evening, members of the Planning Commission. My name is Janet Vidlevich, and I reside at 9901 West Rawson Avenue. I am here tonight to specifically address the attempted rezoning of the parcel of land directly next to the Stonehedge subdivision. For the average citizen of any community, the largest and single most costly investment in their lives is their homes. Tonight I speak specifically of the people who vested over half a million to well over $1 million in these beautiful, beautiful homes. Stonehedge is a jewel, and I repeat, a jewel of the subdivision, and Franklin is fortunate to have it located here. Every surrounding city and community would love to have it within their city. People who have built these homes have made substantial investments. These investments were made cautiously, especially concerning the development of the area surrounding these homes. They made their decisions based on trust that the area zoned around them would be stable and not changed in any way by our local government officials. Now this land is zoned for single-family housing, and it is being reconsidered to be rezoned for a multifamily apartment complex. This apartment complex, no matter how grand it is, will have a negative effect on the value of these homes. Those who rent from these apartments are transient people with no vested interest in the property property or the city. Furthermore, this complex will alter the looks and the complexion of this beautiful, beautiful subdivision. This apartment complex is incongruent and not within keeping of the nature and aesthetics of the subdivision itself. The flavor of the entire area will change in a negative manner. Most importantly, if this project should pass, you, as city officials, will have betrayed the trust of these people. By this rezoning, your credibility as public servants will have a negative impact and destroy the trust that the people of Franklin have placed in you. Mr. Zimmerman stands to profit from his rezoning. He certainly has every right to. Under the law, he is allowed to attempt to rezone anything. However, this is not what should be of concern to the Planning Commission. The residents of the city of Franklin are not and will not be silent citizens. They bring many, many assets to our community, among them a very substantial tax base and the insistence of better schools with higher levels of academic standards, which benefit all the citizens of Franklin. I'm a former teacher. This is very, very important to me. They have played a significant role in the development of a first-class city with excellent schools and the development of businesses and culture. With all the land available in Franklin, I am quite sure that Mr. Zimmerman can find another place to put his apartment complex that will not infringe upon others, as well as to the cost of those citizens. We all know that there are other issues regarding this rezoning proposal. Most importantly, among them, the constant frequent change of Mr. Zimmerman's plans. Ironically, these plans changed only days before these meetings. I think his actions fool no one in this room as to his motivations and intentions. He has no set comprehensive plan. Why are you proceeding at such a rapid rate to come to a conclusion when you do not know specifically the end result? This is irresponsible and it lacks integrity. Thank you very much.
Joy Dragunas Zingales, 7573 Highview Drive in Greendale. I'd like to use what I believe to be our Mr. Zimmerman's own words and something that was submitted to Franklin. Staff would note that the proposed PDD number 37 attachment, proposed CMP attachment, is consistent with the following principles and goals set forth within the comprehensive master plan, including but not limited to high quality development principle. The priority will be to allow for various types of development as long as the proposed development does not increase the local tax burden. This will, by many means and in many areas, increase not only Franklin's tax burden, but my tax burden in Greendale. And we don't want it. We never did. We've been affected by it over and over again. I don't want to pay higher taxes to fix my roads, to protect my homes, to have more police and trafficking, because Franklin has decided that none of us who own homes in this area matter. But if it was your home, Kevin, or your home, this wouldn't even be on the table. I can guarantee it. Because I can't sleep in my home now. My children can't sleep in their home now. Because A, the lights, B, the noise, which is consistent for 7 to 8 months out of the year. I'm done listening to it. I want to sleep in my home. We deserve a quality of life, which is also something that is stated in the comprehensive plan. Another aspect that you must look at is someone mentioned prior that this property that you are looking to rezone was proposed to be rezoned 3 times for commercial. I know Cookie personally, and I know all 3 times that Franklin blocked her property from being rezoned to commercial. So why all of a sudden now does Franklin feel, and the county, that now it's okay because Mr. Zimmerman decides he wants to put a development here? Mr. Zimmerman can have a great idea, but great ideas also belong in great places. This does not belong in a residential. It never has. It never will. A 4,000-seat stadium has never been put in the middle of a residential before. Alpine Valley is in the middle of a field for a reason. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Kristen Zalansky, S-Z-A-L-A-N-S-K-I, 7315 South Stonehenge Drive. This afternoon, I picked my son up from school, and I found out that for the first time, he was punched in the stomach by another boy. He was bullied. He's only 4 years old. And I thought to myself, how awful that this is happening, but that it kind of related to my thoughts about tonight's meeting because I feel bullied, too, for the first time. I feel like Franklin, in general, has been an amazing city to live in. I specifically like all the parks, the new playground. I work for Northwestern Mutual, which is also in Franklin. It's always been the high-end premier place in southeastern Wisconsin. I think there's a reason why we don't have a lot of apartments. Other cities can have that, and there's nothing wrong with apartments, but there's a time and a place for everything, and this just isn't the time or place for this. Beyond that, I feel like Zimmerman and his team seem to feel like the rules don't apply to them, like the little boy at school today with my son. For example, right now with the rock, which is very small in scale compared to what they're proposing today, they don't seem to follow the rules with the noise, the lights, the time that the concerts end, anything like that. Parking is awful, if you've ever been there. And that snow tubing is extremely dangerous. People fly over the end all the time, including my sister who just had back surgery, but she thought, oh, I'm just going sledding. People go flying off the back, and then Zimmerman says, oh, what do you want me to do about it? You flew off the end. And I know other people who've hurt their wrists, their ankles, all kinds of things. So one of my points I'd like to make is that if you can't take care of what you currently have, and you can't get along with the neighbors with what you currently have, I don't have confidence that when it gets bigger, that you'll be able to manage that. Beyond that, we had a meeting, our neighborhoods, Hawthorne and Stonehenge, with Mr. Zimmerman earlier, well, I guess at the end of last year. It ended with a lot of yelling and a lot of people addressing complaints, and he was very mad that people, you know, wouldn't love his idea and think that he's the greatest thing ever. And that's frustrating because where I work, it's okay to bring up problems. It's, you know, a method of solving problems is to first define the problems and then you can work together and solution them out. But if you're not willing to hear the problems, where is he, by the way, today? I don't see him. Oh, okay. Well, that's interesting because I think this would be really important for him to hear us. If he really wants to hear what the neighbors have to say, we're here. It's St. Patrick's Day and, you know, middle of the week, we all have kids and we all have things too, but we all showed up because we truly do care. Beyond that, I posted a comment on Facebook. It was very benign. It was just saying, you know, have you thought about public funding? What are your thoughts about that? It wasn't anything bad at all. And I was immediately blocked from making any future comments. Now, the reason why that's important to me is because I feel like it shows other people out there that there's more support for it than there actually is. And his response to me was, it's my site, basically. I can do whatever I want with it. Too bad, so sad. But my point goes back to, it's okay to ask questions. You should be allowed to ask questions and take your time to develop the plan, and let's talk about it. Let's solution it or figure that it doesn't belong here, but let's at least have everybody's voice heard and not just say that you're hearing everybody. But he's not here again, so clearly this should be one of the most important meetings of the year for him, and he's not. Beyond that, I would like to say that O'Malley, who also left, he sold us our house. And he promised us, you know, because my husband being an attorney, he knows, you know, you got to check into the due diligence of things where he checked with not only O'Malley, but also with the city to make sure that it's legitimate and that we're not just being sold. Well, they promised us that it would be single-family residential, executive-style houses similar to our own. So when I heard about an apartment coming, I thought that was the worst-case scenario. But then I thought, when I saw the 109-page plan that I read yesterday, parts of it shown here. Even worse than that would be a hotel on our side of the street. Nobody wants a hotel in their neighborhood, and that really is. I mean, that's the neighborhood. That was supposed to be where houses were supposed to be. Beyond that, not only apartments that originally were talked about as 200, now we're talking about 300, and in some places they've even said 404 apartments. But beyond that, three stories, I read in there about the 8-foot-high berm, so maybe that'll cover maybe the first floor of some of the buildings, but a lot of those homes up against that are ranches. So that's three stories high. That's crazy. That also doesn't seem to me like luxury. And when the pictures shown, with all due respect, those didn't look like luxury. Those didn't look like they matched the neighborhood at all to me. Let's see. Other things is it's not just the value of our home. So people can do studies all they want and okay the dollars, which I completely disagree with in the first point, but beyond that, it's the feel. You know, looking out your window, some of the people in this neighborhood just built homes that have walkout basements and then the first level and the top level, all windows, because O'Malley just promised them last year, before they built their house, that it was going to be single-family residential. Don't worry, the master plan says that as well. Well, now they're going to have these huge, towering, three-story tall apartments. If it doesn't change to the four stories is what was in the plan. Three stories changed after that. It was originally suggested that they do four. The other thing is that when somebody of Zimmerman's character who yells at us, literally, you can see it because he videotaped the whole thing and we had to sign in and people weren't allowed who are from Greendale. So you should check it out if you have the opportunity. He was literally yelling at us about it. And I feel like the fact that he treats people that way, and he's spearheading the thing, is a problem, especially because not only are the amounts of numbers changing, but in the plan that I read, it looked like they were trying to break the rules in terms of how much green space, the minimum amount of green space was being pushed, the proximity of the apartments to each other. The height, like I said, was higher than it was supposed to be. I mean, Northwestern Mutual is 5 stories. So to think about apartments being 3 stories is just, actually 4 stories is just crazy to me. And the fact that he wants to rush it past the planning committee, just hurry up and try and get that done so that they can get their money, he's just breaking rule after rule after rule. If you have a good product or a good plan to sell, you should want to talk about it, you should take your time, and you should be okay showing it to everyone and showing up.
Thank you, Chris.
Travis Grilkowski, 7380 South Stonehenge Drive. Thanks again for everyone here tonight listening to our public concerns. Really appreciate that. I'll be brief. I really only have 2 comments because my neighbors here did a great job kind of summarizing the neighborhood concerns. Our lot, my wife and I built, we purchased our lot 4 years ago, and we were told by the developers at the time where our land abuts the horse farm that, you know, if that ever gets sold, it's going to be R3 residential. So we felt confident. We're both lifelong Franklin residents, both went to high school in Franklin, so we wanted to come back home. We love Franklin for a reason. We built our dream home here, and so we always thought it was going to be R3 residential. And the second main point is we were told that the ballpark and the apartments are kind of a combined thing. So if the ballpark doesn't happen, why are we rushing the apartments through? The main thing is the residential aspect of it should stay intact, and we shouldn't rush through the thought of having the rezoning. So I'm definitely opposed to the rezoning. Thank you.
Thank you, Karen.
Good evening, Bassam Abdullah, 8843 West Callaway Court.
I'd like you to hold your thought for a second. I've got to make a quick phone call, okay, regarding my mother that's in the hospital. So we're going to take a 5-minute recess, okay?